ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Yasmin yato yarhi yena cha yasya yasmad yasmai yata yad uta yas tu aparaha parova bhavaha Karoti, vikaroti, pratak, svabhava, sanchoritas, tat, akilam, bhavata, sarupam, yasmin yato yarhi, yena cha yasya yasmad, Yasmayata yaduta yas tvapara parova bhava karoti vikaroti pritak svabhava sanchoritas tadakilam bhavatas svarupam Yasmin yato yarhi yena cha yasya yasmad Yasmayata yad yato uta Yasmayata yaduta yastva para parova Bhava karoti vikaroti pritak svabhava Sanchoritas tadakilam bhavata svarupam
Ladies,
Any ladies to chant? Yasmin, in any condition of life, yataha, because of anything, yarhi, at any time, past, present, or future, yena, by something, cha, also, yasya, in relationship with anyone. Yasmat, from any causal representative. Yasmai, unto anyone, without discrimination, in regard to place, person, or time. Yata, in any manner. Yat, whatever it may be. Uta, certainly. Yaha, anyone who. To, but. Aparaha, the other. Paraha, the supreme. Va, or. Bhavaha, being. Karoti, does. Vikaroti, nature. Under the influence of different modes of material nature. Sanchoditaha, being influenced. Tat, that. Akilam, all. Bhavataha, of your lordship. Swarupam, emanated from your different energies. My dear Lord, everyone in this material world is under the modes of material nature, being influenced by goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everyone, from the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the small ant, works under the influence of these modes. Therefore, everyone in this material world is influenced by your energy. The cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, the goal of life they have considered final, and the process for obtaining this goal, all are nothing but manifestations of your energy. Indeed, since the energy and energetic are identical, all of them are but manifestations of you. Purport. Whether one thinks himself protected by his parents, by the government, by some place, or by some other cause, everything is due to the various potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything that is done, whether in the higher, middle, or lower planetary systems, is due to the supervision or control of the Supreme Lord. It is therefore said, Karmana Dayavane Trena Jantur Deho Papattaye. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul within the core of everyone's heart, gives inspirations for action according to one's mentality. All these mentalities are merely facilities given by Krishna to the person acting. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, Matta smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Everyone works according to the inspiration given by the Supersoul. Because everyone has a different goal of life, everyone acts differently as guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare In the Bhagavad Gita, Nanyam Gunebhya Kartaram Yadadrashtanu Pashati, Gunebhyascha Parambeti Madhavam Sarigaschati. Everything in the material world is being done by the modes of material nature. Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha. Ahankara Vimutadma Kartaham Iti Manyate. We think we're doing everything, but actually everything is being done by Krishna's energies, especially by the modes of material nature. And from within, or according to destiny, one is getting a particular body associated with particular qualities, and one lives accordingly. Karmana daivane trena. According to one's previous activities, one acts, according to inspiration given from within by Krishna. The words yasmin yato yarhi yena cha yasya yasmat indicate that all activities, whatever they may be, are but different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of them are created by the living entity and fulfilled by the mercy of the Lord. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. So everything in this material world is non-different from Krishna. Idam hi vishvam bhagavan ivetara. The whole universe is nothing but a manifestation of Krishna. And therefore all the activities of all the living beings are nothing but manifestations of Krishna. Although all such activities are non-different from the Lord nonetheless directs, Sarvadharman Pratyaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. When we accept this direction from the Lord, we can actually become happy. As long as we work according to our material senses, we are in material life. But as soon as we act according to the real transcendental direction of the Lord, our position is spiritual. Sarva Kalavinam Brahma, everything is Krishna. But still, there are differences. The differences are not imaginary. They exist temporarily by the arrangement of Krishna's diverse energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividaya Vishruyate. Everything is one because everything is non-different from Krishna, and yet everything is different also. Therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother found that Lord Chaitanya was eating dirt, she said, "This is not right. You should be eating sweetmeats." Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, what's the difference? The sweetmeats or the earth are all the same. They're all Brahma." So Lord Chaitanya had become, for the occasion, a Pakka Mayavadi philosopher. But then his mother was very intelligent. She instructed him, "No, there's a difference. If I want to bring water and I have earth in the form of a pot, then I can carry the water very nicely. But if I have the same earth in the form of a brick, I can't take the water. You eat sweetmeats, you'll get healthy. You eat dirt, you'll get the opposite result. So everything is one, and yet diverse at the same time. Everything is Krishna's energy, just like everything is the, in Bombay, all the municipal facilities are nothing but energy of the government. But if you think that, well, then there's no difference between living in the home of the mayor's mansion, or living in the prison, there's a difference. There's a difference. Although it's the same government energy, the same pile of cash is being used to fund the prison and to fund the governor's or the mayor's mansion. But it's designated differently. This is the prison budget. This is the mayor's mansion. This is the highway. This is this. This is this. So, everything is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and yet it's manifested in different varieties. Parasya Shakti Vividaya Vishruyate. Well, all activities are in one sense not different from Krishna. But in another sense, there's a distinction. Some activities will be performed in relation to Krishna's material energy. Some will lead to the spiritual energy. What is that? Daivi sampad vimokshaya nimbandhaya sarimata. If we act in according to the godly qualities, we're on the road to liberation. And if we act according to the demonic qualities, we're on the road to material bondage. Although all of these qualities are nothing other than Krishna. But Krishna, because it's Krishna's energy, but Krishna's energies act differently. The activities of bhakti, devotional service, are directly under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Narada Pancharatra states, Sarvopadi Vinir Muktam Tat Pratraina Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. When one gives up materially designated positions and works directly under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's spiritual life is revived. This is described as Swarupena Vyavastitihi, being situated in one's original constitutional position. This is the real description of mukti, or liberation from material bondage. Muktirhitvanyata rupam svarupena vyavastiti. Liberation doesn't mean merging into the oneness of the Lord's impersonal effulgence. That's also one form of liberation. But for the Vaishnavas, that's considered hellish because it extinguishes all individuality and therefore all hope for being situated in one's true constitutional position of service. So Bhagavatam defines mukti as hitvanyata rupam, giving up one's false identity with all of its designations, sarvopadi vinir muktam, and to be situated swarupena vyavastiti in one's real identity, Jivar Swarupoi Krishner Nityadas, to be using all of one's senses in the service of the master of the senses, Krishna. That's actual liberation. So, all right, I'll stop here and see what questions there might be. Yeah. Yes. Behind you? Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for your wonderful class. My question is, how to avoid criticizing others?
You have to speak right directly into the microphone because of the kind of microphone it is.
Hare Krishna.
That works.
My question is, Maharaj, how to avoid criticizing others, specifically Vaishnavas?
How do you avoid criticizing others, specifically Vaishnavas? Well, you can practice saying some good things about the Vaishnavas. It's said that flies find stool or pus, and bees find honey. It was the practice of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we've heard, that at some ishtagoshtis or meetings of the devotees, he would appoint someone. Now, such and such devotee will glorify the qualities of such and such devotee. Now this devotee will glorify that devotee. And, of course, in any association, not everyone always appreciates everyone. And perhaps those selected might not have always been the best of friends. But when we consider the qualities of a devotee, so much could be said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, anyone who chants Hare Krishna once is the best of people. Chants Hare Krishna once. Then what to speak of those who dedicated their lives to spreading the holy name of Krishna, serving Krishna? With all their shortcomings, still they're glorious. What is that? Aho bhatta svapachoto guriyan yat jivagre vartate namatupyam. They must have bathed in all the sacred rivers. They must have traveled to all the holy places. They must have performed all auspicious rituals because the holy name of the Lord is on their tongue. So if we think about the good qualities of the devotees, we'll have no shortage of subject matters for glorification. So one should cultivate that habit to glorify the devotees. And also we should cultivate the habit of hearing the good qualities of the devotees. When Gramya Katha is going on, gossip and defamation of devotees, we shouldn't stay around to listen. Either we should stop the person or we should leave. Otherwise, if we hear, you know, we just like in the class, we speak what we've heard or what we've read. So if you hear all Vaishnava Parads, or you get on the internet and you read all Vaishnava Parads, then naturally you'll speak Vaishnava Parads. And we should therefore avoid the company, direct or virtual, of those who have this habit of bad-mouthing the devotees.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Welcome to Mumbai, Maharaj. Thank you very much. What happens to the spiritual progress of a devotee?
What happens to the which progress?
Spiritual progress.
Spiritual progress.
A devotee who is not able to follow the schedule of devotional service prescribed by Srila Prabhupada, starting from
the spiritual progress of a devotee who's not able to follow the schedule. Well,
from morning 3:30.
It depends on the reasons why he can't follow the schedule.
No. From morning 3:30 to 9:30, that is the schedule given by Srila Prabhupada, but due to various limitations of physical, mental and financial nature, he is not able to follow that schedule, then what happens to the progress of that devotee?
Depends what he does with the rest of his schedule. In general, this is our schedule. We get up at such and such time. We attend the Mangal Arati. We sit for Japa. We attend the Darshan Arati and Guru Puja. We sit for the class and so on. That's our schedule. But someone may be sick, or someone may be out preaching, or someone may be in the kitchen, or someone may be here or there.
Short of time.
There's no shortage of time, but his time may be invested elsewhere. He may be doing some other prescribed duty, or he may be unable because of physical disability or what have you.
In that case, how is the chances of progress are there?
How does he make progress? By being always engaged in Krishna's service. This is our standard program, and we should follow it. But if for one reason or another one's not able to follow it, then one should simply be engaged in Krishna's service. If I'm not able to chant my rounds in the morning, then I have to chant them at some other time. If I miss the Bhagavatam class, I can hear the class at some other time. If I'm not able to do this, then I'll do that. We should recognize what the schedule is meant to do for us. Just like if you miss your food, you'll compensate. You won't say, well, breakfast wasn't very important anyway, and eating isn't very important anyway. If you miss the breakfast time, you'll make some arrangements, someone saves breakfast for you. Or you'll go out to some other place and you'll say, Prabhuji, could you give me a little something? Or you'll wait and you'll eat more for lunch. You'll compensate that way. But you won't say, well, eating's not important. And generally you'll try to follow your schedule. No one likes to miss breakfast if they don't have to. So we try to follow, but if for some reason, then we adjust. So we should try to follow this ideal schedule, but if because of some duty or because of some serious inability we can't attend, then we should adjust. And then you'll still make spiritual progress.
Because on one hand, Prabhupada says that if you just chant 16 rounds, observe four regular principles and honor prasadam, it is enough. On one hand he says like this. And
on if you just chant 16 rounds and honor prasadam, that's enough, Prabhupada says someplace. Yeah.
So, as
but then that takes like 2 hours and 15 minutes. And there's roughly 22 hours left. So it's not that by chanting 16 rounds and taking a little prasadam and then being in Maya the rest of the time, I'll make wonderful progress. But if one is sincerely trying to make progress, he chants Hare Krishna, he takes prasadam, then the effects can be wonderful.
Thank you.
Or you can take that as shorthand. Because if you chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, then you'll want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll want to attend the Mangalarti, you'll want to do all those other things. Just like we say sometimes, you have a car, you want to sell it, you know that the person, it's the car that the buyer wants, so you say, just take it for a test drive. Here are the keys, just take it for a test drive. So what does that mean? That I'm only interested in having him test it and then give me back the keys? No, but I know that chances are, once he takes it for a test drive, he'll say, here's your money, I'm taking the car. So just chant 16 rounds, because by chanting 16 rounds, if he chants seriously, then everything else will come. Is that okay?
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you were mentioning that the modes of material nature, they do everything. And then the concept of destiny also came. We were thinking that if modes of material nature are doing everything, and they are responsible and the soul is not responsible, then where the destiny comes in picture then?
Where does destiny come in if everything's done by the modes of material nature? Destiny comes in on account of our false identification with material nature. We have tiny independence, and when we use it to try to exploit material nature, our destiny begins. Now I'm misusing my independence, therefore I'm now captured by the modes of material nature, and destiny will kick in. Still, I have tiny independence. Although the modes of material nature do everything, Srila Baladeva Vidyabhushan comments that still we have tiny independence. Otherwise, what would be the use of shastric injunctions? Krishna says, Sarvadharman Parichad. Why is he saying it to Arjuna? Why doesn't he say it to the body? It's because the living entity has some tiny ability to follow. And if he uses that independence properly, Maha Viye Prapadyante Maya Maitam Tarantite. Tiny independence. Is that okay? Or proportionately, as he surrenders to Krishna, Krishna takes over. That was mentioned in the purport that the activities of devotional service are directly controlled by the Lord. So we're going to be controlled by Krishna. But if we agree, we can be directly controlled by Krishna by taking part in the activities of devotional service. Just like this morning program means, I'll just place myself directly under the control of Krishna. by the order of the spiritual master. I'll do this and this and this and this. Means all devotional activities directly under Krishna's control. And if I like, for the rest of the day, I can do the same thing. I can agree to place myself under Krishna's control. Or I can go the other way. Why should I do that? Let me do something else. Drinking, smoking, woman hunting. Then I'll be still under Krishna's control, but indirectly through material nature. Yes?
Maharaj, sometimes we are listening so many lectures and hearing, reading something for years. Then after that we find that even overcoming basic challenges, anarthas, overcoming basic anarthas is becoming difficult again. Whereas earlier it was like very easily.
Therefore the lectures are typically, you listen to Prabhupada's lectures and he's making these same points again and again. He's addressing our false ego, this false spirit of enjoyment. He's addressing the need to control the mind, to control the senses, to purify the heart. All of these things. You're not this body, you're not this body, you're not this body, you're not this body. Again and again and again and again. So that these basic root causes of material contamination can be removed. Tapatrayo and the moon. Then the miseries of material existence are removed. This is the right prescription. If we stick to the process, still Maya's serious. She does her job well. All right, I know that you took devotional service 20 years ago, but still, here's this beautiful girl, as fresh as she was 20 years ago. I said, you know, I gave you a beautiful young girl 20 years ago. It's not too late. Here's another one. Come on. You lost 20 years, but still, it's not too late. Maya's always there. And therefore we have to be seriously engaged always in Krishna's service so that Maya doesn't capture us. Which begins with the mind. Cheto darpana marjana. The mind has to be purified. Sankalpa prabhavan. Kaman sarvan chakvan sarvan sheshataha. Once you give up all ideas of sense gratification created by mental concoction, we think that we can enjoy something in this material world independently. It's imagination, sankalpa. Sankalpa prabhavan kaman. This lusty desire is a product of imagination. Chakran, Sarvan, and Sheshata, these should be given up by higher intelligence. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. But devotees beyond the three modes.
No, it doesn't work when you move it away. It's not enough to start like this and then go like that.
Okay.
Stick with it.
But devotees beyond the three modes of nature. So,
part two. You have to speak loud.
But devotees beyond the three modes of nature. How that we can understand?
Devotee. Devotees are beyond the three modes of material nature. How is it that they're controlled by the three modes? They're not controlled by the three modes. Sagunan samatichaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. The body still has some residual connection with material nature, and therefore the devotee has to understand that I'm not this body. so that he won't be entangled by false identification and by imagining that he can enjoy through the senses of the body. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. He has to engage his senses always in Krishna's service. Then they won't be engaged in Maya's service. Sagunan Samiti Chaitan. He'll be on the spiritual platform. Prabhu Ayoko Pate. And then he'll always be happy. Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I had one question that every day we sing that it is offense to be inattentive while chanting.
Every day we say what?
It is an offense to be inattentive while chanting. But then just after saying that, when we start chanting, like I chant, sorry. So
we become inattentive.
Yeah, and I feel that again and again doing inattentive chanting, I feel little drowsy or sleepy. So is that when we do inattentive chanting, we'll sleepy, or more is there, and how can we overcome it?
How can you overcome this? Number one, make sure you get enough sleep. If you don't sleep regularly, then you'll be drowsy no matter what. Now, assuming you got a reasonable amount of sleep, then the next thing is that still it's a struggle. It's like a person who's got some disease. He has to seriously, sometimes like, what is that? The body becomes, muscles become weak or something. Then he has to do therapy to get the strength back. So then once he's back to normal health, then everything's going nicely. So this is the healthy condition, to be absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna, always be awake and enlivened. But because of our conditioned nature, because of our association with Maya since time immemorial, it's a struggle. But if we stick to that process, gradually we'll come to the point. Srila Rupa Goswami gives the example, maybe you know, about the person who has jaundice. He has to go on taking the sugar candy. And then even though it may be not always sweet, at the end it becomes sweet. So utsaha nishchaya taryad. Enthusiasm, patience, determination. These will help us.
Maharaj, it's like we have to continue going, doing that inattentive chanting, and that will help us to get attentive chanting.
Yeah, you have to continue chanting. You don't have to continue inattentive chanting. We have to continue chanting. But it's understood that in the beginning it will be inattentive. All right, but let me chant and try to be attentive. Then because I'm chanting and trying to be attentive, gradually it becomes attentive chanting. And finally it becomes pure chanting. It goes from being completely inattentive to being sometimes attentive to being always attentive. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, in the purport it is mentioned that Paramatma gives one inspiration for action depending on one's mentality. When sometimes we get offensive thoughts, so although we don't want, we know that it is bad for my bhakti, still I get this thought. So how do we understand that Paramatma is inspired?
How to
understand and how to overcome this?
Think of something else. Because we have this conditioned history, so things will come to mind, but we should be able to identify it. That's Maya. And when we see that it's Maya, turn off the switch. My father used to watch television in the evening, as so many people did. But he used to use the controls, so as soon as the commercial came on, he would switch the channel. As soon as the advertising, because I don't want to see the advertising, I want to see the program. So as soon as the program switched to the commercials, he would switch the channel. This is not what I want to see. So when some commercial comes from Maya, come on, enjoy, come on, enjoy, switch the channel. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Is that all right?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, as you said that we have to switch the channel. As you said that we have to switch the channel regularly. So I wanted to ask that, you said that accidents happen when it is least expected. Like here in this case, we see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. He is always continuously engaged. Though there are so many impediments, problems coming, he is never disturbed, first thing. And he is always engaged. So how do I understand, how do I change the channel regularly? How it is done? How one should be alert?
Sadahari. Go on chanting. We should, first of all, we have to be in the right channel to begin with. You know, if you're switching from channel to channel so that you don't miss any ads, then you've got it backwards. You know, you're going, that's the program. Let me find more ads. And you're switching. No, I want to see the program. So that's the first thing. That what is my purpose here? So the program, the channel is Krishna Katha, Harinam, devotional service. So let me be in that. And they're these days, you subscribe and you get 10,000 channels or whatever it is. So anyway, devotional service, I can be engaged in hearing, I can be reading, I can be serving the deity, I can be doing this, I can be doing that. And the mind can be thinking of some sloka or the philosophy or Krishna's pastime or some instruction by the spiritual master or how do I do this service nicely. The mind should be in one of those channels. So the more we train the mind that here, because the mind will say, give me something good. So then you have to give it something good. The Maya bodies are just trying to stop the mind. That doesn't work. What is that? Vayuriva Shadushkram. It's like trying to stop a hurricane. So our philosophy is not stop the mind, but bring the mind back to Hare Krishna, to Krishna Katha. And if we're practiced always to hear Krishna Katha, always to be engaged in devotional service, then even if some thought comes, just like Jamuna Charger, Yadavari Mama Krishna, what is that, Krishna Chait Padaravinde, Nava Nava Rasa. Because I'm always enjoying transcendental bliss, sometimes if some thought comes, Nari Sangame Smaryamani, if I sometimes remember this sex business, then Bhavati Mukhavikara Shustu Nistivanam Cha. Nasty. Because his mind is in the Krishna channel, if some ad comes on, that. Dayalu. Piche.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Can it be said that beginners in Krishna consciousness are also beyond modes of nature?
Whether what is beyond material nature? Business.
Beginners.
Are they also beyond... Yeah, the beginner in Krishna consciousness is also beyond material nature as long as he's working under the direction of the spiritual master. He's chanting Hare Krishna, he's getting up in material in the morning, seeing the deity, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. All this business is beyond the material nature. As long as he remains engaged in that way, because material nature will say, sleep. Don't get up, sleep. Material nature will say, don't go to Bhagavatam class, get on the internet. Material nature will say, don't think of Krishna, think of me. But if he's engaged by the order of the spiritual master or the association of devotees, this, then even though he's a beginner, he's acting on the transcendental platform. Last question.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sometimes in our routine we come across some nice, good-natured people. In our routine lives, we come across some good-natured, pious people.
In our ordinary life, we come across some good-natured, pious people. Yeah.
And they seem to be, in our mind, we appreciate them sometimes more than some of the practicing devotees.
Sometimes we appreciate them more than the practicing devotees. Yeah. By superficial appearances. Just like sometimes there's some man and he's very polite and he's well dressed and he's respectful to others and he's respected by those around him and he's generous, he gives money very freely to others and he speaks softly. And he's the person in charge of the local gundas. Harava Bhakta Shukado Mahaguna. Everything's spoiled because he's a criminal, finally. And sometimes the big, big criminals, that's their nature, you know. They're very well dressed, they're very polite, they're very, you know. But they give the order and someone's, you know, under the river. So, from the spiritual point of view, anyone who's not engaged in spiritual activities, or especially the devotional service of the Lord, is a criminal. He may be polite, he may be well-dressed, he may be nice, but it's all spoiled because he's a nice criminal. And the law-abiding person, he may be a little rough in his speech or he may be not very, but at least he's a law-abiding person. And it's expected gradually, you know, he can improve. And that sweet-speaking person, if he becomes Krishna-conscious, then it's wonderful. If that Gunda becomes a devotee of the Lord, he becomes very nice. So we don't care what your background is. You may be good, bad, or in the middle. But if you take to this process, Krishna-consciousness, you become the best person. Otherwise, rubbish. Okay? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.